Chapter 10. The Tsarina Catherine didn't stop at Varna. It continued to Galatz. They went to Galatz on the train, but the box wasn't in Galatz. A man called Petro Skinsky came to pick up the box, the captain of the Tsarina Catherine said. The group followed Petrov. They found him dead in the graveyard. His throat was ripped open. Mina said, "There are lots of ways to get to the Count's castle. We need to split up." Mina and Van Helsing went to the castle on the train. Arthur and Jonathan hired a steamboat. Dr. Seward and Quincy rode on horses. Van Helsing wanted to get to the castle before Dracula. He thought, "I can get rid of evil from the castle. He can't go anywhere." The train got to the town of Veresti. Mina and Van Helsing took a horse and carriage to the castle. Jonathan and Arthur saw a boat on the river. "That's the boat. Dracula's on it. I know it," said Jonathan. Mina and Van Helsing got to the Borgo Pass. Van Helsing thought, "Mina is in danger. I can't hypnotize her any more." He made a circle of communion wafer crumbs. Mina and Van Helsing slept in the ring. The three female vampires came down from the castle. They frightened the horses, and the horses died. Van Helsing left Mina in the circle. He walked to the castle. He found the tombs of the three female vampires. "They're so beautiful," he thought. He didn't want to kill them. Van Helsing put garlic in their mouths. He put a stake through their hearts. He found Dracula's tomb. It was the tomb of a lord. His name was carved on the tomb. Van Helsing crushed a communion wafer and put it in the tomb. "Dracula can't sleep here now," thought Van Helsing. He sealed the doors of the castle with communion wafers. He said, "And now he can't go back to his castle." Mina and Van Helsing went to meet the others. There was a lot of snow. They heard many wolves nearby. "Look down there," said Mina. "There's a gypsy cart." The gypsy cart had a wooden box on it. Dr. Seward, Quincy, Jonathan, and Arthur walked towards the gypsies. It was nearly dark. The gypsies attacked the men. Dr. Seward and Arthur had rifles. They aimed them at the gypsies. Jonathan and Quincy opened the wooden box. Dracula was inside. The sun set. Dracula attacked Quincy. He was very angry. Quincy was badly hurt. Jonathan cut Dracula's throat with a knife. Quincy stabbed Dracula in the heart with his knife. Dracula turned to dust. He was dead. Mina and Van Helsing ran to the men. "Look, the mark on Mina's forehead. It's gone," said Quincy. "You're saved, Mina," Jonathan said. "Are you okay, Quincy?" Dr. Seward asked. "No, I'm afraid not. But we saved the world. Dracula is dead," Quincy said. Then he died next to the gypsy cart. Van Helsing went back to Amsterdam. Jonathan and Mina went back to London. They had a son. They called him Quincy. The end.